two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less.
What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. 97.5 1280 The Zone. The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. Let me see here. We just found, Scott was telling me, because he's a big Ted Lasso guy, that Danny Rojas, the actor who plays Danny Rojas.
Football is life.
Football is life. Cristo Fernandez. He's actually, he was an actual soccer player.
Yes.
You kind of had to do it. It's like when they hired, you know, when the Hoosiers guys that they hired, they were basketball players kind of first, and then they kind of transitioned. And you could tell, I mean, Jimmy Chitwood. That guy has zero acting chops, but he had a sweet stroke. And that guy made shots. When you watch that scene where Gene Hackman is shagging balls for him, like kind of a semi-flat ball on a dirt surface out there, and he's throwing him rebounds, and he goes, "I don't care what you do." Remember that whole thing? He's like, "Yeah, do whatever you want. I don't care what you do." And in that whole sequence, he does not miss a shot until he goes, "Bottom line is, I don't care what you do." And then he throws him the ball, and that's when he misses. Right, but the whole time.
So that's good acting if you can make them all, and then
miss it,
and then miss the very end. That's
Well, it's like they probably had to take a few takes on there, like with Larry Bird, when Larry Bird would be like, "Well, look, like this one right here, you can't shoot like this." Well, I made it, but normally most people won't make it like that. That's kind of like Jimmy Chitwood. Anyway, Cristo Fernandez, real soccer player, and he was also apparently in Spider-Man No Way Home as a bartender. Didn't know, so there you go. Let me see here, Scott. Oh, it's that time of the day for us to play our What Are the Odds? So here's how it works with What Are the Odds. I give you a scenario, 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points if we can give you a jersey number that's associated with that person. Okay, Scott, what are the odds that that BYU has a third straight year of 10-plus wins on the football field?
It's a tough schedule here.
We've done this the last 3 years where you go, yeah, but look at that dadgum schedule. Oof. Now, except for the COVID year when you went, Texas who? Which direction in Texas are they playing this year or this week? But last year, another double-digit win season.
I think that, I think the schedule's difficult. I think they got a pretty good team. They got more depth. I don't think it's out of the realm of the possibilities. But I think it's going to be I'll go Walter Payton, 34%.
Okay. Not bad. I'm going to go with a Richard Sherman, 25% chance that that happens.
Yeah.
It's just – I could see him going 9-3. I see him winning 9 games this year. Maybe they win that 10th one in a bowl game. I don't know. It's just such a
Are you counting the bowl game?
Kind of. Not really. What are the
I'll
odds?
Still say it's 34%.
What are the odds? And apparently they're working him out. Colin Kaepernick ends up signing with the Raiders. Working out with the team today. What are the odds that Colin Kaepernick ends up on Lloyd Cole's favorite team, the Las Vegas Raiders?
Well, it's. I think it's significant that they're actually working him out. The Raiders seemed like they would be a team that would embrace the circus. like Las Vegas
it
is
will
kind
be,
of a,
it will be a circus, yeah, too, right? They sign him, he's on a team.
It's always going to be a story. You know, it's just going to be a story. But that being said, I don't see it happening. I'll say Jim Plunkett, since we talked about him
yesterday.
16%.
I'm going to go with a Colin Kaepernick 7% chance. 7% chance.
That was pretty clever.
No,
right,
and
there,
it has nothing to do with whether or not I think he's. I mean, how long has he been removed from football?
2017 was the last time that he actually talked to a team. That was 5 years ago.
That's insane.
I think it's been longer than
16 was last year he played.
6 years.
So you're
out
talking
of the
6 years out of the league. I mean, you tell me. Can somebody just come pop back in after 6 years not in the league and go, I'm ready? Maybe the wear and tear isn't there, at least.
Yeah, and you know these athletes are they're just trained different today. People are just different today.
They are. I'm interested to see. Like, if he's good enough, sign him. Don't not sign
him. I'm not
him
sure he was good enough
the...
before. Like, I wasn't like overly like, ooh, I'm just so impressed with Colin Kaepernick.
He won some football games. He went to the dadgum Super Bowl,
yeah,
Scott.
He was kind of a one hit wonder.
Okay. All right. By the way, what are the odds brought to you by the folks at Sound Sleep Medical? Are you using a CPAP machine to treat that sleep apnea you might have? Well, Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit soundsleepmedical.com for more information at soundsleepmedical.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.